So, what do you think?
Wow, where did you get this thing?
The Citadel of Rick's gift shop. Do you really like it? I didn't think you'd even care.
What? Morty, no. I love it. You did the most important thing. You bought something.
What?
You bought something. With money. God, I love money so much, Morty.
Are you being sarcastic?
Merchandise, Morty. Your only purpose in life is to buy and consume merchandise, and you did it.
And the episode The Rick Lantis Mix-Up from Rick and Morty, the writers of the show explore the effects of capitalism and the irony of its blatant insincerity. The Citadel is a society of Ricks and Mortys from thousands of alternate universes, and in it, every Rick and Morty has a different job. Even though every Rick has the same IQ and abilities, they are placed in different jobs to ensure that society, dependent on the division of labor, runs smoothly. One Rick in particular works at a factory that produces candy. However, the candy is engineered to taste like Simple Rick's favorite memory, and the brand is hence called Simple Rick's.
Those stories and more after this break.
60 iterations off the central finite curve, there's a Rick that works more with wood than polarity plating. His name is Simple Rick, but he's no dummy. He realized long ago that the greatest thing he'd ever create was his daughter.
I love Daddy!
We captured that moment. We run it on a loop through Simple Rick's mind. And the chemical that makes his brain secrete goes into every Simple Rick Simple Wafers wafer cookie. Come home to the impossible flavor of your own completion. Come home to Simple Rick's.
Simple Rick was the only Rick in any universe to choose to live a simple life with his family rather than spiral out of control and invent interdimensional travel. The factory worker Rick kills the factory manager Rick, finds Simple Rick, and he frees him.
There's a Rick that held a factory hostage after murdering his boss and several co-workers. The factory made cookies, flavored them with lies. He made us all take a look at what we were doing, and in the bargain, he got a taste of real freedom. We captured that taste, and we keep giving it to him so he can give it right back to you in every bite of new Simple Rick Freedom Wafer Selects. Come home to the unique flavor of shattering the grand illusion. Come home to Simple Rick.
The concept of turning joy into a product meant to bring joy to the consumer is comically ironic. Instead of encouraging people to search for genuine happiness, society disguises products meant to make profit as products meant to bring happiness. Furthermore, the concept of taking the feeling of dismantling society and then turning it into another product meant to bring happiness adds another level of irony. Instead of admitting the flaws in its structure, society is using its problematic characteristics to continue causing harm. Rather than address the issues that factory worker Rick is pointing out and trying to solve, they capitalize on his efforts. This absurd episode reveals a lot about the way our society has evolved, as commercials and products are designed to appeal to our human emotions to make profit.
Okay, this is round two. We're going to see if Jasper makes it through the maze this time.
Come on, Jasper!
Come on, Jasper!
Come on, Jasper!
You can do it twice and you're really fast.
Go, Jasper! No, don't go.
Okay,
his record is about 48 seconds, so...
I don't think he's gonna make that.
Should this be a YouTube video?
Alright.
Do over.
He's starting over. Okay, come on, Jasper.
I've always been an observer by nature. Noticing and analyzing my surroundings is my way of interacting with the world and grounding myself in the present moment. When the pandemic hit in 2020, I finally had all the time in the world to just sit and observe everything around me. No real responsibilities. That is, besides pretending to participate in Zoom class as a nearly graduated senior in high school, and no real commitments, just isolation and time. The first large crowd I had been in after things started to go back to normal was a baseball game with my brother and my dad, and I couldn't wait to be in such a large space and feel the energy of the people around me. I had no idea how draining it would be. The energy of the people was completely drowned out by the energy of hundreds of advertisements. After 10 minutes in the stadium, I was exhausted. The giant billboards, flashing lights, TV screens, and banners seemed to be letting out a silent scream that threatened to deafen those whose gaze fell upon them. But closing my eyes didn't make it any less intense. The speakers were blasting commercials for various brands of sodas, snacks, car companies, etc. Having sensory issues is one thing, but to be literally surrounded by advertisements is an experience beyond just sensory issues. I would love to go back to that game and calculate the ratio of space filled by ads to the space filled by anything else. I bought my ticket to watch a baseball game with my dad. But as a customer who bought the ticket, my value was reduced to an opportunity for companies to make money. My presence at that game was not meant to add to the energy of the game, or cheer on the players, or even to have a good time, but to profit the companies who made my presence there possible in the first place. It makes perfect sense that an event that requires capital for admission would be primarily concerned about profit, but I worry about the damage it's doing. I don't know anyone who enjoys being silently screamed at for 3 hours. I can't imagine what it must have been like for the parents with little kids at that game. How do you tell your child that they're merely a product of the companies whose ads they're drowning in? And how are these little kids perceiving this sea of ads?
They're doing a good job, though. Oh, here you go.
Oh, there
you go. Oh, there's a little hope. I don't know what kind of music we're listening to. I apologize.
An open window, a novel, a couple holding hands.
Social media platforms are designed to profit from the human need for connection, only it has deteriorated the mental health and self-esteem of millions of people around the world. Bo Burnham beautifully demonstrates the damage of social media in the song White Woman's Instagram from his Netflix special Inside. The song is visually narrated by a montage of well-crafted parody Instagram photos, but the screen transitions from the Instagram-shaped filter to full view as Bo sings from the perspective of a woman who misses her deceased mother.
Her favorite photo of her mom. The caption says, I can't believe it. It's been a decade since you've been gone. Mom, I miss you. I miss sitting with you in the front yard, still figuring out how to keep living without you. It's got a little better, but it's still hard. Mama, I got a job, I love in my own apartment. Mama, I got a boyfriend and I'm crazy about him. Your little girl didn't do too bad. Mama, I love you, give a hug and kiss to dad.
This contrasts with the shallowly aesthetic Instagram photos, and after the short monologue about the mother, the song continues with the montage. Companies like Instagram are profiting from and encouraging people to frame their identity and their life as an aesthetic thing to strive for. Sincerity is lost in capitalistic practices because the end goal, profit, will always define the practice itself. While we might be enjoying it for other reasons, it's being molded to our interests with the intention of taking something from us to maintain the capitalist structure of society. The desire to feel seen and loved by peers on a platform that feeds on our need for connection, void of vulnerability and genuine intimacy, and on our insecurity in how we live our life, are the only real meaning behind a profit-based social app. In short, money equals value, value equals success, and success means that you don't have to worry about doing life correctly, since society has deemed you to be successful according to its standards. Society and capitalism have taken away our need to question everything, in hopes of making existing and surviving easier to cope with. We're being pushed forward through life against our will, down a carefully constructed rabbit hole that leads to a house void of anything real.